right away Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. At the piano, Edith nuzzles up against Archie. The Baby, Part 2. At the hospital, a nurse uses the phone.
Hello, may I speak to Dr. Ruston, please? This is Nurse Winslow calling. Hi, Sam, honey. It's me, Dorothy.
She peers over her shoulder.
I had to call you. You can't come over tonight. Bernice won't leave the house. I'm sorry, too. You'll just have to have dinner with your wife. Do you know how much I hate Bernice? Yes, I know she's my sister, but do you know what she did last night?
Edith runs up to the nursing station.
Furniture in the entire
nurse,
house.
Excuse
That's
me.
What she...
Excuse me, could I speak to you for a minute?
Just a minute, Sam. Yes?
Could you please tell me what room my daughter is in? Her name is Gloria Stivic, and she's having a baby.
No, sorry. We have no Stivic here. So anyway,
Sam. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's got to be here. Excuse me, miss. You see, my son-in-law, Mike, just called from the Mount Vesuvius Italian restaurant an hour ago. And that ain't far from here, so she's got to be here.
I'll have to put you on hold, doctor. On hold. Oh, Sam, you're so sick. Now, what was that name?
Edith Bunker.
Bunker. No, there's no Edith Bunker here.
Well, I ain't looking for Edith Bunker. I'm Edith Bunker. I'm looking for Gloria Stivic. She's my daughter, and she's supposed to be here right now having a baby. Oh,
Archie approaches wearing a white tuxedo, an afro wig, blackface, and his pork pie hat.
The parking lot out there is overflowing with cars. What the hell is an epidemic here? I had to park three blocks away. I ran all the way, eat it, with the dog chasing me and the kid threw sticks at me.
Gloria ain't here.
What do you mean she's got to be here?
No, she ain't here. I'm afraid something happened. Maybe she had the baby in the restaurant or in a taxi.
Will you take it easy? Let me handle this. Say nice, say nice.
Nurse Winslow continues her phone call.
Hey, nurse. Hey, nurse!
She turns to him and does a double take.
Just a minute, Sam. Aren't you a little old for trick-or-treats?
I'm only dressed this way because I was in a menstrual show.
A what?
A menstrual show. A menstrual show.
Winslow looks to Edith, who shakes her head.
I'm here. I want to find my daughter.
I will be right with you as soon as I am off the phone.
Nice, so you are off the phone.
Archie disconnects the call. Winslow glowers, then tries to slam the receiver on his finger.
Admissions. No, Bernice, I do not... No.
Oh, geez,
no,
isn't
Bernice.
This terrible
It
here?
Is your turn to do the grocery shopping, and I do not want liver tonight. Bernice. All right, Bernice, you buy liver, and I'll kill you.
Nurse, we're looking for our daughter, and this is her first baby.
I'm sorry. Now, what was the doctor's name?
Dr. Shapiro.
Which Dr. Shapiro?
Shapiro to Groiner College.
Well, what is his first name?
What is it?
I don't remember.
We don't remember. We didn't name the guy.
Isn't it just possible that you've come to the wrong hospital? You know, this is Presbyterian Hospital.
I know it's Presbyterian. I wouldn't send my daughter to Hebrew National.
And I'd just as soon see less of you.
Well, until we find my daughter, you're going to see more.
That's it!
Huh?
See more!
Nurse Winslow checks a list.
Dr. Seymour Shapiro, and he's made a reservation for Gloria Stiffett,
yeah.
But she hasn't arrived yet.
What do you mean? She should have been here an hour ago. Go call the restaurant,
oh, yeah.
Will you?
I'll call Mount Vesuvius. Where's the phone?
In the waiting room.
Oh, thank you.
Wait a minute. Wait, I see it right over here. Can't you read? I can see it upside down.
No.
Mrs. Stiffett, room 118.
That is Stippick.
Is Stiffick.
P, as in pest.
He is in nuts to you.
Archie leaves in a recovery room.
Well, you're just fine, Miss Stippick. You'll be a little groggy till the anesthesia wears off. Now, if you need me for anything, you just press this button. Right here. It's right by the bed. Pleasant dreams.
Turning off the lights, a nurse leaves Mrs. Stippick dozing in bed. Archie rounds the corner, finds the room, and steps inside.
Hey, Gloria.
Mrs. Stippick turns to him.
Oh, jeez. I was coming in here looking for a young girl.
Her eyes and mouth grow wide with fear.
Listen, while I'm here, you got any cold cream?
What for?
Can't you look at me and figure that out?
Take anything you want.
Oh, all right, over here. Okay.
Mrs. Stippick grabs the phone.
Get in here fast. There's a fat black man in here. And I'm in no condition to be raped.
What the hell are you talking about? A fat black man in here. You anyway. Nobody, not even one of us guys.
Pointing to his black face, he leaves with the cold cream.
Dr. Seymour Shapiro, please. Yes, I'll hold on.
At the nursing station.
Well, where's my husband?
Shh, please, I'm waiting for Dr. Shapiro now.
Hey, nice, have you got a place where I can take this off?
I couldn't get through to the restaurant. The line was busy.
Oh, now, listen, nurse. If you can't find my daughter, then get off your private conversations and get me my daughter's Dr. Shapiro.
Archie disconnects the call, and the nurse grins.
That was Dr. Shapiro.
She slams the phone on his finger. Gloria and Mike approach. Edith hugs her daughter, and Mike heads to the nursing station.
You meathead, you! You couldn't get here on time with the pregnant wife, me, the mother-in-law, so worried you should see how she's been driving a poor nurse crazy here.
Didn't I see you in Showboat?
Waving him off, Archie turns to Gloria.
What happened to you? You had us all worried here.
Daddy, is that you?
It ain't your Aunt Jemima. Old man River. Oh!
I'm sorry, Daddy. I know you rushed over here. It's just that you look soft.
How fast are the pains coming?
I'm in constant pain here.
Mrs. Stivick.
Oh.
They're coming about every 5 minutes. And they're stronger and sharper.
All right, look, guys, you can laugh at me if you want. That's all right.
Mike laughs.
I wasn't laughing.
Laughing loudly, Nurse Winslow picks up the phone.
Oh, where's that wheelchair?
Edith joins the laughter. An orderly arrives and Gloria sits in the wheelchair.
Oh, that's my father!
Oh, good luck, Mrs. Stimmick, and thanks. I haven't laughed this much since my sister Bernice sat out on a hot stove.
Get her into the delivery room and let her deliver, will you?
The orderly wheels Gloria away, and Mike follows with an overnight bag.
Hey, hey. I got this stuff to take it off my face, see? Can you direct me to a chair, little lady?
Yeah, follow me.
Nurse Winslow heads off.
Well, I guess it is kind of funny after all, huh?
Edith starts to cry. Gloria lies in a hospital bed with Mike seated beside her, dressed in scrubs.
Well, here we are. We've waited 9.5 months, and here it is. The big moment.
Michael, we've been in this labor room for 6 hours now, and I think that's about the 18th time you've said the big moment.
This is a big moment.
That's 19. Oh, honey, I'm sorry it's taken so long. You must be bored.
Bored? Honey, how can you say I'm bored? I mean, my wife is going to have a baby. How can you be bored?
When he lets out a huge yawn, Gloria spots him.
That wasn't a bored yawn. That was a tired yawn. I was... Hey, I know what. Why don't we play 20 questions again?
Okay.
All right, I got one. Ask the first question.
All right. Why did you do this to me?
Because one night we got tired of playing 20 questions.
Mike forms his lips into an O.
Oklahoma, Oklahoma. Nothing. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Armageddon.
Armageddon who?
Armageddon tired waiting for the baby. Well, it's almost here. Big moment.
That's 20. Hey, I got something we can do.
What?
We can time this contraction.
Oh. As Mike starts a stopwatch, a doctor walks in.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Dr. Shapiro.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
That's nice, but I meant Gloria. What are the contractions, Coach?
Well, they're coming about 4 minutes apart. That's 15 seconds, honey. Don't you think we should take her into the delivery room?
Well, I respect your diagnosis, Doctor, but would you mind a second opinion?
Oh, 30 seconds.
I prepared delivery room A.
Oh, we're using B.
I thought we were using A.
No, B, please.
I wish we could make up our minds around here.
Well, I have. B.
The nurse leaves.
45 seconds. She's so grouchy. Is she mad at us?
No, Bernice isn't mad at you. She's mad at her sister, Dorothy.
Mike stops the timer and mops Gloria's brow.
Good girl.
I could tell you stories about those two nurses that would curl your hair. But I want to talk about you. How about it? Are you ready for the big moment?
Gloria looks to Mike.
That's 21.
Sitting in the waiting room, Archie wears his tuxedo but no makeup. Beside him, Edith eats fried chicken from a bucket, smacking her lips as she chews. Archie slowly turns to her.
Can't you eat without chewing?
I don't know why I'm so hungry. This is terrible.
It's so terrible. Why the hell are you eating?
Oh, the chicken ain't terrible. It's good. I'm enjoying it. That's what's terrible. When I'm worried, I ain't hungry. I can't eat nothing. But now here I am stuffing myself, and that means I ain't worried, and I should be worried because my daughter's having a baby. Why can't I stop eating this chicken?
You must be in love with the kennel. I wonder what that meathead is doing in there all this time.
He's helping Gloria.
What do you mean, helping her? He couldn't even get his wife out of a phone booth. How's he going to get a baby out of his wife? He's just in there fumbling around.
Archie, Mike is helping Gloria feel better. I wish you'd been with me in the room when I had Gloria.
I was with you when it counted.
Archie.
I meant when you brung the baby home. Get your mind out of Cosmopolitan magazine. Oh, please don't sigh.
I'm worried about not being worried. When Sybil Gooley's daughter had her baby, Sybil was worried to death. All I can feel is happy. Don't you feel nothing?
Yeah, I feel as though my keys just gone to sleep here.
Archie gets up.
You know, this is the worst place in the body for the blood circulation there. You gotta move it around.
He walks around the room, wiggling his behind. Until he spots a man staring at him.
What the hell are you looking at?
I ain't worried because I'm full of joy and happiness.
Yeah, full of chicken, too.
Come on.
Will you get your chickeny fingers off the rented suit? Get over there and sit down. Sit down, will you? Can't you calm yourself, huh? Can't you just try to relax there? Can't think of nothing better to do than chew on a bone.
I ain't hungry. Ain't that wonderful? I lost my appetite. But now I'm gonna begin to worry. Pretty soon I'll feel like a real grandma.
Oh, Edith, you're a pip, you know that. You're a real pip. But I gotta tell you something. Just between you and me, see?
Archie kisses her.
I think that you're gonna make one hell of a grandma.
Edith starts to cry.
Oh, why do I bother saying nice things? Don't stop. The guy over there think I'm hitting you here.
In the delivery room.
9, 10, 11, 12. Push. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay,
all right, honey. Okay.
Mike helps Gloria lie flat on her bed.
Oh, that felt good.
You're doing great, honey. Doing
great. Won't be long now.
Hey, Seymour. Remember in the labor room when you started to tell us those juicy stories about the two nurses? I sure would like to hear one now.
Honey, do you think we need stories now?
I want to hear stories.
Bernice was engaged to a young med student when Dorothy introduced him to the daughter of a shipping magnate who was in the hospital with a nervous breakdown.
I don't believe this. My wife is having a baby, and I'm listening to a soap opera. Who cares about Dorothy and Bernice? Hello, Bernice. How's Dorothy?
She's terrible. The whole world should know what my sister is. Do you want to know what she did to me?
Sure, that's why we're all here.
I want to know. I got to push
it. All right, inhale, exhale, inhale, swallow.
Push.
Here it
two,
is.
Two, three,
here it is.
Four,
the
five,
head is coming.
The head is coming.
Now,
six,
take it nice and easy.
Seven, eight, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
I had a girl.
Okay.
I had a girl.
Okay.
Now, keep
one,
pushing.
Two, three.
You're like stepping on the accelerator of a car.
I don't drive.
Keep pushing. You hear that? You hear what she said? She said she doesn't drive. She's sitting here panting and pushing, and she's making jokes. Isn't she terrific? She's terrific. You're terrific, honey. You're just terrific. Isn't she terrific? She's terrific.
Keep calm, Mr. Stivic. We haven't lost a father yet.
You hear what she said, honey? We haven't lost a father yet. Isn't she terrific? Everybody's terrific. The whole thing's terrific.
You're doing fine. Fine. Now stop pushing. Okay. And look
stop
at
pushing.
The mirror.
Just blow, honey.
Gloria looks at the ceiling.
Blow.
Now the head
blow.
Is coming. Here's the head.
Ooh,
beautiful. Beautiful.
Is it a boy or a girl?
I can't tell from just the ears. Gloria, just one more little push.
One little push, honey. One little push.
She closes her eyes.
You have a son.
We have a son.
A healthy son.
We have a son.
The doctor wipes off the tiny newborn.
With a complete inventory.
Oh, yes. Is that a terrific boy?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Mike kisses Gloria's head.
So are you.
So are you.
I love you, honey.
I love you.
Wasn't too bad, was it?
Oh, no, Michael, not with you here to help.
How do you feel about a second one?
She raises her brow.
Come on now, Michael. I have a headache.
In the waiting room, Archie dozes in a chair. Edith sleeps beside him, but gets awakened by Barney in blackface.
Hey, Arch. Hi, Edith. Has it happened yet?
Oh, no, Barney.
That ain't my ex-lodge brother. What are you doing around here?
Oh, this guy's at the lodge talked it over, and you was right to go to your daughter.
Oh, jeez.
So he ain't going to kick you out for missing a minstrel show.
Oh,
hey, Edith, this is for Gloria.
He gives her a gift basket.
Thank you, Barney.
Oh, yeah, well, it ain't only for me. All the guys in the show chipped in a buck apiece.
Oh, look at that. I told you, they're not the most wonderful guys in the world.
Yeah. Hey, you owe us your buck.
All right, Barney, sure. Give him a buck, will you?
Oh, sure.
Thanks a lot, Barney.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Here you are.
Oh, thanks, Edith. Well, I'm going to be running along now. Good luck, folks, huh? And the best of everything.
Thank you very much, Barney. Let me ask you something. How come you always got money and I got nothing?
Look at the time.
Mr. and Mrs. Bunker, it's a boy.
Mike walks in wearing a surgical mask.
Oh, geez, I never thought the meathead had it in. Thank you very much, Doctor.
You're welcome, Arch.
Mike pulls down his mask and hugs Edith.
Just run out and bought me.
Uh-huh. Archie hands him the gift basket.
Oh,
she's terrific.
Edith hugs Mike, then looks to Archie with a sentimental expression.
What? Huh?
She pushes the two men together until they're face to face. Archie stares at Mike, who eventually grins. Archie smirks.
Ow.
Archie hugs Mike, then Edith hugs them both. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Milt Josephsberg and Ben Starr. Story editors Larry Ryan and Milt Josephsberg. Program consultants Mel Tolkien and Ben Starr. Associate producer Bridget Jensen.
All in the family. Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer, Norman Lear. Produced by Lou Derman and Bill Davenport. Gene Blakely, Dr. Shapiro. Barbara Kayson, Mrs. Winslow. Priscilla Morrill, Bernice. Alan Melvin, Barney Hefner. Sudi Bond, Mrs. Stipik. Sharon Ulrich, Nurse Number 2. Based on by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1975, Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear, Tandem Production.
Viacom.